Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday. This is a free, did I say free? A free coaching, training, personal development call brought to you by the ATS, their company staff. And I am excited about tonight's call. We are hearing from our money-making machine. They call her Grace, but don't let her name fool you, okay? She is about her paper at all times, okay? But she is one of my favorite people. I'm so grateful that she's here, and I'm excited to hear what she has to say. So without further ado, I give you Grace Y. Sandals.
Thank you, Tiffis and Smith. Can everyone hear me okay?
Okay.
All right. I got some thumbs up. Got a head nod. It's great. Okay, everyone knows I like to just jump into it, so let's go. Tonight's topic will be release, listen, and restore. Growing up, did you ever think about what you wanted to be when you grew up? But then when you actually grew up, you know, you had a different picture for what you wanted in your life. That picture is not the same as it was when you were a kid. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you had enough of not getting what you deserve in life? If you have answered yes to at least one of those questions, then it is time to release, listen, and restore. So first, the first one is release. You must release things that hold you back and do not serve you. Yes, you must do that. Anything that does not serve you, it could be laziness. I'm talking about me. It could be laziness, it could be rejection, it could be frustration, depression, procrastination, anger, fear, pain, low self-esteem. There is a book called The Code of the Extraordinary Mind by Vishen Lakhiani. He calls them BRULs, stands for BS rules. We're recording, so I will not say what BS stands for, but you understand what that is. Those are rules that we've created in our minds or someone has embedded in us or taught us that do not serve us. So those things in our lives that we have, we must release them. Also, you must release people that are holding you back. Okay? You must release people that are holding you back and not serving you. You may be dating someone that you know you should not be dating. I won't go into the marriage deal because I'm not married, so I don't know. But there are people in your life that you should, you know that you need to release. There are some friends in your life you know you need to release because they are not serving you, they are not adding value to you. They're just not, okay? Those different types of examples. It could go from family. Yes, there are some family members that you may need to release because they are not serving you. It is hard. Yes, you can love them, but you can love them from afar, okay? You cannot hold on to these things and or people and try to grab a hold of prosperity. If I'm trying to keep anger and keep this friend over here that I know I need to let go, both of my hands are full. And so I cannot grab a hold to prosperity because I already have two handfuls of something that's not serving me. So you got to release things in order to grab a hold of prosperity. Sometimes you have to release you, okay? Yes, we have to release ourselves sometimes. Lisa Nichols, great lady. If you don't know her, look her up, okay? She said that she was willing to completely die to any form of herself that she had been so that she can birth the woman she was becoming. She also said, the reason why people won't become who they are or who they want is because they're attached to who they've been. You've heard people say all the time, but that's just the way I am. Okay, they're attached to who they've been, okay? They haven't released all of that yet. And so when you see and you hear somebody say, well, that's just the way I am, look at their harvest. And if their harvest is not what you would like for your harvest, then the way they've always been is not working out for them. And so if you say that to yourself, well, that's just the way I am, how's that working for you? If it's not working for you and you're not in the place that you want to be in, you may want to change some stuff up and release some things. Also, the doorway to prosperity is for you to fit through, not you and Ray Ray and Pookie them and my frustration and my procrastination. That's not going to fit through the door of procrastination. The only person who can fit through is you. And so you're trying to bring everything and everyone with you, and it won't work. Also, Lisa Nichols said that she was more valuable to her family and her community because she was willing to let them go to teach herself and grow, then go back for them. Now, I've always heard people say, you know, I want to, you know, stay and do it for my hood. Okay, that is, I have no problem with you repping your hood and being proud of where you come from. I get that. I'm from a little island in Texas, Galveston. I love Galveston. I was born and raised here. But what I knew is I had to go and leave Galveston to find things that I wanted and then come back and help other people. Not saying that you have to go and stay. Some people do it. It's not a problem. But if you love your community and your family so much, the best way to help them is to go off and learn what to do to gain prosperity, then come back and teach others what you have learned. You've got to be willing to grow and go at the risk of others' approval. You've got to be willing to grow and go at the risk of others' approval. I am a teacher by trade, and this is my 11th year teaching. And what I really came to find out, thanks to Antonio Smith and the ATS Junior team, as we talk, and he pushes me and the other team members as well, I really found out that I didn't teach for me. Taught for my mother. I love my mother. My mother has been teaching. She's retired, but she can't stay away from children because she loves them so much and she loves to teach them. But she's been teaching for over 25 years. She absolutely loves teaching. I didn't do this for me. I did it for her. And when I found that out and I decided, you know what? I love mom, but I got to start doing things and start living for myself. So I released it. And so thanks to the ATS Junior companies, I haven't told a lot of people, but we're going to do it now. This will be my last year of teaching. And I'm forever grateful to Antonio, to Tinkus, to Deanna, to Shannon, to Bryant, and to Michelle for pushing me to live life for me. So you've got to be willing to grow and go at the risk of others' approval. Stop doing stuff for Facebook likes. You'll be the first one to like your post. Don't wait for other people to like your post. You'll be the first one to like your post. So that way, other people's likes are extra, okay? There is a story. I love Zen stories because they make a lot of sense to me. But there's a Zen story about letting go. Two traveling monks reached a town where there was a young woman waiting to step out of her sedan chair. Like I said, it's a Zen story, so nobody had cars. So the rains had made deep puddles, and she couldn't step across without spoiling her robe, which was made of silk. She stood there looking very cross and impatient, so she was upset, and she was scolding her attendants, the people who were carrying her. They had nowhere to place the packages they held for her, so they couldn't help her across the puddle. So not only were they carrying things, so they couldn't help her, but she was still upset anyway. Well, the younger monk noticed the woman, said nothing, and walked by. The older monk quickly picked her up, put her on his back, transported her across the water, and put her down on the other side. She did not thank the older monk at all. She just shoved him out of the way and went about her way. Well, as the two monks continued on their way, the young monk was upset. And after several hours, unable to hold his peace, I'm a little Baptist, but unable to hold his peace, he spoke out to the older monk. And he told him, the woman back there, she was very selfish and rude, but you picked her up and put her on your back and carried her across that water. She didn't even tell you thank you. The older monk looked at the younger monk and told him, I set the woman down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her? You've got to release things that do not serve you. You've got to let those things go that do not serve you. Secondly, after releasing, you must listen. You must be willing to find people who have what you want, who are living the life you want to live, who believe things that you do not know about, and be willing to become their student. In other words, find people who want what you desire. Find people who are already where you want to go. Okay? You in order to listen and take advice from someone, you must be humble. In order to listen and take advice from people, you must be humble. Now, those taking advice from people could be an actual person, like a mentor. A mentor could be an actual person. It could be books. It could be YouTube videos. It could be podcasts from different types of people, anywhere from Oprah to Jim Rohn to Tony Robbins to Antonio Smith, Lisa Nichols. Any one of those people could be your mentor and they not even know you. I listen to people as well as Antonio Smith all the time, from YouTube to podcasts to audiobooks. For some reason, I like getting beat up, so I listen to Tony Robbins, okay? If you keep listening to anybody named Tony, just prepare yourself, okay? Okay? Because Antonio, we call him Tony. Now, you must be willing to listen to wise counsel. Listen to wise counsel. There's a book that I read ever so often, and they have a book within this book called Proverbs. And there are two proverbs that I looked up. And one proverb said, without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. The other proverb said, fools are headstrong and do what they like. Wise people take advice. Either way, whichever proverb you like better, they're both saying the same thing. Seek wise counsel and listen. Seek wise counsel and listen. You know the types of people who know everything? Broke people. Broke people know everything about everything and have nothing to show for it. If you tell them, hey, I did this, and you know what I found out? This, that, and the other. You know what they're gonna say? Oh yeah, I knew that. But yeah. I listened to, I have my mentor, he's a millionaire. His name is Antonio T. Smith. And he told me that I should do this, 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 and this. Oh yeah, I could have told you that. Well, if you could have told me that, why don't you have the millions that he has? Yeah, broke people know everything about everything, but have nothing to show for it. I had a mentor years ago that told me, do not take advice from people you're not willing to trade shoes with. I said, yes, sir. Do not be willing to take advice that you're not willing to trade shoes from people you're not willing to trade shoes with. If you also don't listen to you. There's this proverb that also says, lean not on your own understanding. So don't always lean on you. Y-O-U, your own understanding. Don't always lean on you, okay? If you don't have what it is that you want, don't lean on you. Lean on someone else's understanding who has what you want, who has what you desire. If you keep listening to you, you're gonna stay in the same place that you're in. If you keep listening to you, you're gonna stay in the same place that you're in. I tell this story all the time because I never know who is gonna help and I'll never get tired of telling the story. 3 years ago now, I went to Mr. Antonio Smith about my finances because I found out that he retired at age 29. And at the time, he was maybe 34. And I said, you know what? Okay, he may know something about money. Let me go and talk to him. And so we scheduled an appointment, sat down. He said, all I need to know is your expenses and what it is that you bring home. And we can go from there. So I did that, brought it to him. He looked at everything. He said, okay, this is what I need you to do. I need you to pay yourself first. Hold on, sir. Everything after that, he said, and my brain just shut off. Because when he said, pay yourself first, my mindset was pay all your bills first. And I told him, if I pay all my bills first, if I pay myself first, I will not have enough to pay my bills. And he He tried his best. I let him talk, but he tried his best to keep telling me why I should pay myself first, and he kept going about my finances and what I should do. And I told him, you know, thank you. I appreciate everything that you told me, but right now I just can't do that. I can't see it. And so for 2 more years, I stayed in the same place I was in. I stayed with more month at the end of the money. Every month, didn't have enough. And when the light finally came on for me, I went back to him and I said, you know what? I'm ready this time. And thankfully, he sat down with me again and he did not change his answer. He said, you need to pay yourself first. And then he said, how dare you pay Capital One before you pay Grace? And when you bless my left brain with logic, I start to understand things. I said, you know what? You are absolutely right. And ever since then, I can't not afford to pay myself first, because when I found out that I can pay myself first and still have money to pay those expenses, I said, this works. So when it works, I do it. And so now, 3 years later, when I get money, hey, Antonio, what do I do with this? He will tell you, yes, she does do that. She does every time. What do I do with this? Because I don't lean on my own understanding. Because he has the finances, I do not. So until I get the finances and someone comes to me and say, hey, what can I do? Hey, I learned from this gentleman, this is what you should do. Lastly, restore. When you release all of the things and people that have been holding you back, you now have room to grow. When you release the anger, when you release the frustration, when you release the procrastination, the laziness, the pain, the suffering, you have room to grow. When you listen and feel yourself, when you listen to your mentors, those who have been where you're wanting to go, and you feel yourself with the positivity, the YouTube videos, the podcasts, the books, the trainings, now you're filling yourself with positive things that you need in order to grow. And once you've done these two things, release and listen, you can now repair and restore yourself to who you were destined to be. You can now create the person that you want to be. Because you have released what does not serve you, you now realize that everything you need to create the person you want to be is on the inside of you. You can now rise in awareness and focus on the things that you deserve in your life. Looked up in the dictionary the word restore. It just said, something in me just said, hey, look up, really look up and see what that means. Restore means to bring back into existence, use, or the like. So you can now bring back the person that you were meant to be. After all of the rules are out of the way, after all of the pain is out of the way, after all the people that don't serve you are out of the way, you can now restore yourself back to who you were meant to be. Because everything you need is on the inside of you. My name is Grace Yvonne Williams Sandals, and I thank you for your time.
I told y'all, don't let that quiet voice named Grace fool you, okay? Because she played no game. She feared nobody. We're going to start our Q&A session. I have nothing to say. I asked Grace 2 hours ago not to drag me. And what she do? She dragged me the whole entire 20 minutes, okay? So if you have a question or you have a comment or you just want to show Grace Yvonne Sandal some love, now is the time to do so. Anybody want to go first? No,
No. Somebody's talking, but they don't know they don't know they muted.
Okay, well they just muted themselves, so maybe that's
okay. Okay, well let me go first.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Hey, go. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. My.
That was absolutely amazing. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. I have a lot of releasing and listening to do. I'm not the best at actively listening. But thank you. Thank you definitely for the reminder. Thank you for reminding me that there's still releasing to do and that I have not been listening and that I need to listen in order to restore. So thank you very much. You were absolutely amazing. Thank you.
You're very welcome. If you're talking, I can't hear you. No.
That's Michelle trying to talk to see if you can unmute her.
Oh, she came and sat at with Deanna.
Hey, Grace.
Hi.
Hey. Bye. Okay, so I took notes. And my notes are, my hands are full and I can't grab prosperity. Wow. That one right there was like, it was a slap and a release at the same time. It's actually, you explained this so simply that how could I not get it? And I appreciate that. I also wrote grow and go. I also wrote that you also talked about that people make excuses and say, well, that's just them and or that's just me. That's how I am. And that's something that I do for other people. I make excuses and I say, well, that's just them. And if you want to say that talking about in the I, in the me or in I am myself and that's just me, I wouldn't have remembered that that's what I do for other people and that I need to release them or allow them to be other places instead of by me. I am so proud of you. You have, your growth is awesome. And you also, I also wrote down that wise people take advice. So I love that one. I'm going to try to be more wise and not just ask the questions but receive the advice. And I also wrote down that you, when you restore, you're making room to grow. And I think that says a lot, because that's all we want to do is grow, but we hang on to everything. So to release and listen and restore, you put it very simply and very easily, and that's how we grow. So I want to thank you. I got much out of this. I love you, and you are growing.
Thank you. I love you too. Anyone else? All right.
Well, I just want to say that your outline was outstanding. From a professional speaker standpoint, you were well put together. You had something to say, and you sure enough said it greatly. So I'm very proud of you. And as a side note, us Tonys were very gentle.
Oh my God. And
empathetic. Tony Robbins, Tony Smith, Tony Sachere, Mr. Caesar.
Did he say Tony Sachere?
Yes. We are all good.
That's
we
spicy.
Do what
we're
supposed to do. That is, well, oh, okay, that is spicy. Well, then I have nothing else to say. I thank you very much. I'm very proud of you. Good job.
Thank you. Anyone else?
If you ever meet a Tony, run in the opposite direction.
Please.
That's my word of advice. But since I'm unmuted, Grace, oh my God, you did such an awesome job. I loved your story about releasing. You walked me, so I was not expecting to be walked like that. So much. You did an awesome job. I'm very proud of you. And I think this is the best one yet. I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
You. All right. Is there anyone else? All right. Well, I saw the Reverend Brian A. Johnson come on. I didn't know if he was mute. He was unmuted, but I didn't know if he had something to say. So, all right. Well, you know, that's all for me. That's
I did.
Okay,
I did
go ahead.
Came on. I didn't have nothing to say, but I'm sorry. I was on a sales call. Yeah, but I didn't have nothing to say. But I'll catch it as soon as it drops.
And don't worry. Collect thine coins, please.
Yes. I'm learning from you. I'm learning from you.
Thank you, sir. All right. Well, join us next week as the incomparable Tempest Smith will be our speaker for Let's Talk Tuesdays. And she calls me a powerhouse. Y'all know her too, okay? But in all seriousness, please learn if there is anything that you need to release, go ahead and get that done. Because you can't release, you can't grow without releasing. You can't grow without listening. And if you don't release and listen, you can't restore and go back and create the person that you were meant to be. Thank you for coming out. God bless you and good night.